Yesterday, 11 candles were lit to remember the 11 Jewish worshipers who were killed at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue a year ago. Lucy Perkins of member station WESA attended the memorial.
The list of those who died is long.
Joyce Feinberg, Richard Gottfried, Rose Malinger, Jerry Rabinowitz, Cecil Rosenthal, David Rosenthal, Bernice Simon, Sylvan Simon, Dan Stein, Mel Wax, Irv Younger.
1 year ago, Rabbi Jeffrey Myers was leading Saturday morning services when a gunman entered his sanctuary and opened fire. On Sunday evening, Myers recited a prayer for the souls of the deceased, many of whom were his own congregants. Relatives remembered those they lost. Rose Malinger's daughter talked in a video remembrance about how her mother loved to dance.
When she was young, her and her friends used to crash weddings just to go and dance. Every wedding, bar mitzvah, whatever, she was out there on the dance floor. She was leading dances. She just loved to dance.
The shooting was the worst anti-Semitic attack on American soil in U.S. history. Three congregations shared the synagogue, New Light, Dor Hadash, and Tree of Life. Rabbi Jonathan Perlman of New Light offered a prayer for healing. People in attendance were quiet, still, until Perlman made this request.
I would like the government to this year, federal and state government, to finally take action on gun control, which they promised us.
Perlman asked residents to care for and protect each other, not despite religious differences, but because of them.
We want to create friendship in this city, and I am hopeful that that will happen, and that this incident last year is a trigger to us to get moving.
We need to light a candle of hope, he said, and sincerely believe in it. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Perkins in Pittsburgh.